We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
What would you say has been the worst thing your parents took away from you just to discipline you? Shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. How does it compare to this video that's gone viral of a father punishing his 20-something-year-old son for being lazy, unemployed, and just playing video games all day? All right, we're going to play audio of it right now. It's absolutely hilarious. So the son's name is Jesse. His pop's name is Jeffrey Sr. They live in New Jersey, in farmland, Elmer, New Jersey. And the brother, Jeffrey Jr., is the one filming what's going on. And they have a YouTube channel because they're always going at it. The dad hates the fact that his son Jesse is just a lazy ass, bro. So the way it goes is that Jesse walks into his room. And imagine this if you're a gamer. All he sees is over 40 empty video game cases with zero video games inside and a sign up on his wall that says, get a job. And all he hears all of a sudden is the lawnmower running in the backyard. So my man Jesse runs out of his house to the backyard just to see his father, Jeffrey Sr., sitting on a John Deere lawnmower.
Just revving the engine.
And all his video games in front of him, revving the engine, about to run him over with the lawnmower. And here it goes.
Where are all my games? No Dead Rising? Halo! No Halo? There's no way.
You've been out of college for how many months?
You've been out of college for how many months?
Four!
That doesn't matter. This is what I want to do. I want a game.
This is what I want to do. I want a game.
Wow. Like,
nowadays, you can make money doing that, you know?
Well, you want a game, but you got to get a job while you do it, too.
You're insane. Why are you doing it? Are you going to mow him over?
Yeah, I'm going to mow him over.
I don't care. You got to get a job.
What is this achieve? What is this achieve? I'm never going to quit playing.
He said, I'm never going to quit playing video games. And the son, Jesse, attempts to grab at some of his video games. His dad revs the engine. And apparently he knows his dad because he immediately runs away from the lawnmower. And this happens. By the way, he's not the one getting ran over with a lawnmower. Just the video games, but it sounds like
I mean, that scream is more like pain-filled than people getting burned alive on Game of Thrones. You know what I mean?
My man's terrible. Screaming more than my wife giving birth naturally with no drugs.
I mean, in all fairness, if that doesn't make that job get a kid and move out, I don't know what will. You know what I mean?
I have a feeling it ain't going to change anything. To
I love the line. What is this going to achieve?
This accomplishes nothing.
Snap.
So good. I know there's stories out there that could definitely top this. What did your parents take away from you just to discipline you? Hit us up. 877-971-HITS. I remember my mom took away our German Shepherd, man. And she said it was my fault.
Took away, like...
Wait, what?
Gave it away? Like, got rid of it?
So what happened is I came home from school in middle school, right? His name was Fido Lice, man. German Shepherd, super cool dog. And we've had it for about 2 months, and I promised my mom I would clean after it in the backyard, clean its poop, you know, feed it. And I wasn't doing any of that. I did it for like a week, right? And I came home one day, the gate was open to our backyard in Mira Loma, California, right here. And I'm like, Mom, where's Fido Lice? She's like, oh, pues se fue porque no lo cuidas. He ran away because you don't take care of him.
Oh, man.
So there I go, screaming like this. Fido Lice! Fido Lice, ¿dónde estás? Where are you? Running through my whole neighborhood. I jump on my Huffy bike. I'm looking for Fido Lice. No sign of him, man. It just goes on. And then I never find Fido Lice. Until months later, we go to my aunt's house, who lived in Lake Elsinore. She has a ranch. My family goes over to visit for a carne asada. Guess who's at the ranch?
Just chilling.
My dog, Fido Lice.
Did Fido Lice remember you?
He didn't even remember me, bro.
Nah, he looked at you. He just looked at you and he's like, no.
My mom, straight up savage Latina style right there, gave my dog away and made me think it ran away because I didn't feed it and clean its poop. So definitely learned my lesson. I've never had another dog since then. Appreciate it. Allison, what did your parents take away from you just to discipline you?
So my mom and I were going back to school shopping, and she was about to sell me all this stuff, and I threw a fit because I wasn't getting this one shirt. And so we left the store. She didn't buy me anything, and she said, you know, I don't have to give you a lot of things. So she took the door off of my room. Ooh. She gave me nothing but a mattress, a blanket, a pair of socks, a pair of pants, a shirt. And she's like, this is all I need to give you to live.
She treated you like an inmate. She's like, just a mattress oh, yeah. and basic supplies.
She's like, this is all you need. You don't need anything else.
Did it work, Allison?
Oh, she scared me so bad.
You know what? You're not alone. From the 562 right now, someone just texted in, they took my door.
That's facts
right
there.
Oh, yeah.
I think especially when, like, you're a teenager, especially, you're like, respect my privacy, mom and dad. Close the door and lock it on them.
You're like, this is my house.
Allison, thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Elvira, what did your parents take away from you just to discipline you and prove a point?
Well, my parents are separated. They were divorced when we were really young. And my sister and I got caught sneaking out and going to a pool party.
Relatable.
So my mom said that we are no longer to visit my dad for the rest of the summer since he's more lenient than she is.
So your mom took your dad away for the summer?
Yes, she took my dad, and we were so devastated because we knew he let us do whatever we wanted, and mom was the strict one.
So does your dad. Your dad was like, oh, I got the summer off. It's great.
So
I'm sure he was happy.
Did you ever sneak out after that?
No, I learned my lesson for sure.
Facts.
She made us lock our windows all summer because it was really hot, and she wouldn't turn on the AC because it was expensive.
Yo, those are facts, man. When you cruise through like El Monte and other areas around there and you see bars on windows, it's not for security from the outside. It's to keep sons and daughters in.
Yeah.
I guess my mom needed those, right?
Exactly. Chelsea, how did your parents punish you for sneaking out with boys?
I was grounded for 3 months. And then the one thing they took away from me that like was traumatizing still to this day is they took away the seventh grade dance, which was a really big deal. Like, I was going to go. My crush Tony was going to be there.
Tony was going
to be
there?
It was going to be like such a monumental moment in my little 12-year-old life.
Hey, side note, I guarantee you know Tony's last name.
Yeah, Montego.
Isn't that crazy how we remember kids' last names?
What's his phone number?
His whole phone number.
248.
Elvira, thanks for hanging out with us. Love you, girl. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo, Chelsea, what's up with Tony Montego nowadays? Is he single or what?
I don't know. I mean, he still lives in my hometown of Royal Oak, Michigan. And I think he messaged me, I want to say, like, a year ago.
He slid into the DMs, huh?
Like, my Facebook chat. And he was like, hey, what's going on?
You still want to get that dance from seventh grade on?
Oh, your parents robbed us of a moment.
We could have been together.
It's probably good we didn't work out, you know?
What's on our text,
man? Christina from Whittier also had her door taken away, and now as a parent, she gets it. For the 310, my mom took my phone away. That's got to be devastating to kids nowadays. You lose your... I don't know how to communicate with anyone.
That's everything right there.
Mm-hmm.
From the 661, when I was 12, my mom took all my Christmas presents out to the trash because she said I was being ungrateful, even the ones from Santa Claus, which were none of her business. And then from the 626, when I was 16, my mom kept asking me to clean my room. I wouldn't do it. One day I came home from school and nothing in my room was there. And I asked her where it was. She said, you don't take care of it. So I threw it in a dumpster.
That's gangster move right there. How would your parents discipline you, Brian? What did they take away, Dad?
Once they said we weren't grateful for like just the things that they provide for us. So my dad cut the entire electricity to the side of the house that my brothers and I lived in. For like 2 weeks. And he said it was because we don't appreciate electricity, don't appreciate lights. So like every night we'd go up to the, go upstairs at like, you know, like 6 o'clock and be pitch black. We'd just sit in there like, you doing okay over there? What are you doing? Like nothing. When there's no power, we were playing board games and fighting. It was even worse.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.